RadioSaintPete.com.
And now a few minutes with RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell. Today Charlie reviews Kingsman: The Secret Service, now playing in area theaters.
There appears to be an unwritten rule: Britain only employs gentlemen spies. Let the Americans make do with their stoic Jason Bournes and quirky Ethan Hunts. England prefers stuffy Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy and suave James Bond. Kingsman: The Secret Service showcases archetype Savile Row-clad gentlemen with impeccable manners, but in a comic book-style farce. Where James Bond leans mischievous yet serious, the folk at Kingsman are wry and self-aware of their imitation game. This is not that kind of movie, is a quip offered more than once by the in-on-the-joke spies and villains. Writer-director Matthew Vaughn continues a trend with Kingsman he laid the foundation for in the past few years. As the director of Kick-Ass and X-Men First Class, Vaughn once again follows late-stage adolescents through a training regimen at the end of which will instill in them physical skills out of reach of their fellow average human. The Kingsman agents are not superheroes, but the way they can mangle arms and heads and employ technology bordering on science fiction approaches the line. The kids operate in the Kick-Ass sphere of capabilities, but are led by X-Men mentors akin to Professor Xavier and Wolverine. Based on the comic book The Secret Service by Dave Gibbons and Mark Miller, Kingsman's action scenes look like they come from a comic book, but the dialogue and witty asides are strong enough to make us laugh more than the average comic blockbuster. The current tip-of-the-spear Kingsman is Harry Hart, played by Colin Firth. Watching Colin Firth single-handedly clear a room as efficiently as the Equalizer or a lightsaber-wielding Jedi Knight requires a certain suspension of disbelief. Firth plays a straight-laced, stuffy character. Stuffy King George VI, stuffy middle management in Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy, the stuffy guy in Love Actually, the stuffy guy in Bridget Jones's Diary, and the stuffy guy in The Importance of Being Earnest. That's a lot of stuffing for a man who participates in outright slaughter in Kingsman. The violence in Kingsman is farcical and comedic, yet bloody and in your face. There are dozens of gunshots to the forehead, impalements, and appendages getting sliced off. One man even gets sliced vertically in half from head to toe. The majority of the slicing comes from Gazelle, played by Sophia Boutella. A riff on inexplicable Bond villains, such as Jaws and Oddball. Gazelle walks on two artificial legs, each containing its own sword. The swords extend and contract as she catapults around the room, slicing and dicing her prey. The exact physics of how the swords work do not really add up, as you would think she would frequently stick into the ground, but we have already established a suspension of disbelief. Following the James Bond template, Kingsman operates an in-house Q department. Harry Hart shows an incredulous protege, Eggsy, played by Taron Egerton, the gadget closet, including bulletproof umbrella guns, grenade lighters, and poison pens. A certain foreshadowing is involved in the Q scene, because we all know these bits and bobs will make their respective appearances again. The Kingsmen are nothing if not well-funded. This characteristic is more reminiscent of Vaughn's X-Men influence. They have their own fleet of private jets, next-generation gadgets available nowhere else on the planet, and of course a mountain of bespoke suits, none of which must cost under $3,000. Kingsman had everything going for it. A cheeky cast effectively carrying out the nudge-nudge-wink-wink spy-spoof material. A megalomaniac villain with a plan so devious you could almost believe someone capable of it. And an overall sense of audacity. Kingsman repeatedly blindsides the audience with scenes we would never expect to see in a run-of-the-mill action comedy. There are out-of-nowhere extended sequences of unimaginable brutality, and lines so unexpected, many in the audience may repeat them to be sure that is indeed what they heard. However, Kingsman shoots itself in the foot. It breaks an unwritten yet highly enforced cinematic rule. It threatens a baby with outright violence. We've all witnessed babies die from natural disasters and disease and be threatened by evil witches and sorcerers, but by and large, filmmakers know better than to subject a baby to overt knife-wielding violence. Big mistake, Kingsman, Matthew Vaughn specifically. It takes the audience right out of the cascading climax. What a shame. It is unnecessary and should have been left on the cutting room floor. Exactly what gets wasted? How about another memorable Samuel L. Jackson performance, where his supporting character looms larger than the main characters? Think RoboCop and Django Unchained. Serious subject matters already sprinkled Kingsman, including global warming and class warfare. The drama should have been left alone at that, and let the comedic farce and tongue-in-cheek dialogue run its delightful course. There is a lot to like about Kingsman, and if it earns enough at the box office to spur a sequel, then congratulations. But I hope they remember that while breaking film conventions is creative and appreciated, there is no need to shatter every single rule in place. That is why I give Kingsman the Secret Service 2.5 out of 4 stars.
Kingsman the Secret Service is rated R, now playing at Seminole 8, Regal Park Place Stadium 16, Largo Mall 8, Movico Sundial 19, in downtown St. Petersburg, and Cobb Countryside 12 cinemas. RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews online, visit CharlieJewell.com.
RadioSaintPete.com.